Picture. Ladies and gentlemen, this is actually part two of the conversation. This is Drunk Words Equals Sober Thoughts. We were so engaged on our last episode that we definitely said we got to re-record and give you guys a bonus little section of what we're talking about. So if you have not caught up, this topic is, can your significant other have a friend of the opposite sex? And if you have listened to the last episode or listened to part one, you will know that the debate got a little heated and we are trying to figure it out. And now we're going to kind of get into part two and kind of start where we left off at is if your significant other can have a friend of the opposite sex. So go ahead, Esquire, let us know what you want to talk about, because again, it sounds like you're a little hot about it. Mm-hmm. And mind you, we have been drinking for 2 hours at this point. This podcast is Drunk Words Equals Sober Thoughts. So let's gonna be brutally honest and kind of let niggas know where we at and on this topic. All right, so Esquire, after you.
So I'm gonna come from a female perspective. Mm-hmm. No, I am not okay, honestly, with my dude having female friends. I understand.
I love it because it started up. Sure.
As a female, I mean, platonically, you can, yeah, okay. But on a deeper level, like, am I okay with my dude calling a female? I'm like, babe, like, I mean, or sis, so, you know, what's your thoughts on this? Or should I do this? Or, mm-hmm. like, you should be having those conversations with me. Mm-hmm. For one.
Facts.
Okay.
But some things you can't talk to your significant other about. That's why you need a female. And you need a female.
That's the problem, yo.
Then you got the wrong significant other. Then you have the wrong significant other.
Hold up, time out.
You should be able to talk to your significant other about anything.
Even about them.
No. Well, I guess... No,
hold on. No, I want to before you go. Mm-hmm. I really need to clarify what you said about and them. What do you mean when you say and them?
I'm talking about, like, I understand where you coming from. Where I think you coming from, like, oh, sometimes you need a female perspective. It might be about a specific situation that you dealing with your lady. Mm-hmm. You need to talk to your lady about that shit.
Or maybe you want to make that situation a better situation so you don't come out the wrong way.
Talk to your lady. I'm telling you, that's the answer.
No, you can't.
Because 9 times out of 10 is miscommunication.
That's true.
Now, that I will agree.
You talk to her and you'd be like, damn, I didn't even think about it that way.
But so, no,
well, hold on.
I got incident from this week.
So, Esquire is my friend, right? Mm-hmm. And there's conversations that I have Esquire about my relationship. Mm-hmm. And it helps out a tidbit. Mm-hmm. So, why is that a problem?
And 9 times out of 10 of the conversations that you're having with Esquire is to what? Go talk to your girl.
Yeah, but again, that's another perspective, though. But it helps me.
But
yeah.
Then there's some females who give that advice, like, okay, coming from my perspective, but they coming from either a hurt female perspective or uneducated female perspective, or whatever female perspective there may be.
But see, that's why I think
ultimately,
you gotta,
not every female is the same. Like, I'm not representing all the females in the world. I'm representing me.
But that's why I think you got to take parts, bits and pieces of what everybody's saying and put it together to help you in your situation, right? So, like, because not every woman, again, or not every person thinks alike. So you gotta understand, like some people don't fuck with what's his face.
But not every person is in your relationship. The person that you're in a relationship with.
No, that grown man. Let me get his whole thought out.
But think about it like this, right? So, like, I don't believe necessarily that you should put celebrities on a pedestal. I don't agree with that, right? So, but at the same time, I understand that. You know, when you're in a situation, I like to get different people's perspectives, right? So most of us in the room are, technically, unless we marry, we single, right? So I get brother man's perspective on things. I may go to More About Nathan and ask him because he's married. So his viewpoint and his lens is a little bit different than mine, right? Even though I'm necessarily older, but his lens is different because he's in a different space and a different point,
right?
Where he's at, right? So I may ask a coworker of mine, you know, that's my girl. She's divorced, right? But she's older than I am, and she's also divorced. So she's been through the situation and been through a cycle. So she may offer me a different opinion or a different perspective than the female who a single maid can offer me, right? So I take what each person says and they kind of formulate it, and then depending upon what it is, then I can regurgitate and then reach out and move forward.
Can I jump in for a second? Sure. I just want a clarity. Your coworker, do you consider her a friend?
Yes, she's a good friend of mine. Okay. Yes, because I consider some of them my friend. Not everybody, but some of them I do consider a friend of mine. Like, if we hang out outside of work, if we are in communication with each other, like, she knows details about me and I know stuff about her. Like, it's no, you know, real thing about, hey, you know, it's a bad situation, but I do understand certain things about her or whatever, and she can provide me with information or a different perspective. You know, sometimes I may ask my mother what she thinks about situations, you know what I mean? Because
I knocked on my mother's door. I was gonna tell her come down.
Yeah, tell her come down. Like, for real. I mean, you know, my parents been married 33 years, so she got a whole lot of shit that she could talk about. You understand? So, like, I go to certain people if it's something that I feel like I can't handle. I go to certain people in order to get their perspective, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But you got to take and choose. You got to pick and choose what information to apply, again, because some people that are older, they live through a different time frame than what we're in right now. So certain shit that they say may not necessarily apply to what's going on right now in this day. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what your circle is for.
Go.
And I feel like we're on a different conversation as to whether or not who you're able to or who you should be able to confide your relationship problems in. That's a totally different conversation. The conversation that we're having
today. No, it's not. It's not. It's
getting. Can your significant other have a friend of the opposite sex?
So, like, okay, so
too deep.
No, it's not too deep. It's because we gotta add layers to the conversation and perspective in order to get the whole thing out, right? So it's not too deep, because at the end of the day, if you saying, okay, my friend cannot have my person I'm dating, or my boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, cannot have a friend of the opposite sex. Well, why is it that way? So I'm more or less looking at the why for today. Like, why? Like, so, you know, I'm a history teacher, right? So I'm looking at the why. Like, in history, we're looking at the why. Right. So why
do you? I'm all down with the why too. That's what I was trying to figure out too.
Here's why.
So the question is, why should people have friends of the opposite sex? So that's the question that we're trying to get to.
Or why can't?
Why can't they?
So, I mean, here's my answer.
I'm listening.
Here's my answer. I do believe men and women can be friends. You can have, you know, friend of the opposite sex, and you have a significant other, whatever, but at a distance with boundaries. And the why is, back to my original point, people say friendships develop into great relationships, blah blah blah, right? If you have your person, whoever your friend is, outside of your significant other, at a distance and with those boundaries, you can have a certain level of conversation with them about, like, you know, everyday life, whatever like that. But when it comes to, like, what you're dealing with in your relationship, you need to go to the person that you are dealing with in the relationship to talk about that shit. Because you can't go to them. They're going to give a perspective from their point of view. And the advice could be good, it could be bad. But at the end of the day, you're not dealing with them. You're dealing with your significant other.
Right. And but this is the thing, right? And then with my significant other, the only good thing about, the good thing about her is that, you know, like I said, she's uncomfortable with me dating women of, I mean, not dating, I mean, like having friends of opposite sex.
So that was the gist of the conversation. She not cool with.
She not cool with it. But the good thing about it is that now she's in a profession where she's going to have a lot of associates and friends of the opposite sex, just because it's just the nature of her job.
Right.
But, you know, and I swear, every time she says my friend this and I hear a male name, I instantly get, like, a little uncomfortable about the situation, because I'm just like, what? Like, who is that?
Right.
You know, I never heard that name before. And then she always give a disclaimer sometimes, though, too. It's like, oh, don't worry about this person. This person is gay, or this person is this, or this person is blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Just so, you know, it kind of gets me. But still, at the same part, I'm still, you know, I still have a little bit of insecurity. Alert. I have you know, you have a little bit of insecurity, mm-hmm. because you never know. Because, again, like you said, you don't know that other person's intentions. You don't know that other person's situation of, you know, because again, the reason why you got in a relationship, because again, you're going to be attracted to that person, right? So you're going to feel like that person is going to be attracted to other people too. Yes. And it's like, why wouldn't you be attracted to someone else? So it's like, this person at the end of the day, at their bottom line is probably trying to hook up with my chick.
Right.
And that's where the insecurity comes in. And it's like, all right, I'm not cool with that. But again, I'm not going to say that to her.
I am.
I'm not going to say that to her because that's showing my insecurities.
No. Wow. But it's being honest. Yeah. You're being completely honest. It's communicating with the person. You already done told her how you got daddy issues and your mama probably didn't love you so much and you smoke weed because of A, B, C, and D. And she already done slept next to you and know you twitch and shit. Like, you've already been vulnerable with her. Why not continue to be vulnerable?
So,
because nobody want to feel, nobody want to have that, nobody want to disclose that.
I mean, I could be 100% honest. I could be 100% honest, right? So, previous boo-boo from season one, you know, she...
go back and listen to the episodes.
Right, you got to go back and listen to the episodes. So, previous boo-boo...
because that was a whole fucking journey, right?
Yeah, it was. So,
that was never boo-boo. But.
She... stop it. So, we're not going to go there.
Today.
So, she... I was a little bit uncomfortable with her
and rightfully do, right?
And her baby and her, and you know, her children's father. And all the reason why, what made me really uncomfortable, when she said it was over, right? So I took that at face value. But once she said that he was actively still trying to pursue her, that's when I had a problem with it. And because I knew that when she said that, They will always have a connection, right? They will always have an emotional connection together because they have children. Not a child, but they have children together. So I was like, okay, well, you know what? Now I need to be concerned, because if she's telling me that he's actively trying to get with her.
Medicine time.
Then, yeah, stop it. It is. That's my nighttime meds. It's time for me to take my nighttime meds. But if I knew that for a fact, that he's actively trying, then yes, I had a problem with it at that point.
Yeah, and see, that's what I'm saying. Well, I'm never, like I have been in religious where my significant had kids, but I've never been insecure about or felt a certain type of way about their old boo. Like, yeah. I never had that situation.
I didn't until she told me that he was actively trying to get back with her. That's when I had a problem with it.
I mean, I ain't had no problems with old boo until old boo had problems with me and started playing on my phone. And it's like, okay.
What's that entail?
What was that like?
Oh, that was a whole thing.
Like playing on your phone, like what? Like acting like you and...
Nah, calling and you with such and such and you know he was at my house last night, blah, blah, blah.
Hold on, what?
It was definitely a situation. But mind you, the dude that I was dealing with, like that dude at that time, like... was in a friend zone because I ain't want him. So it was just like, okay, well, you want to play on my phone? Well,
hold on. So he was texting he was contacting the person, your side boo?
No, he was contacting
your friend zone boo.
He had a side boo. My friend zone person had a boo.
And who was he contacting?
The boo, whoever the boo was or the female was playing on my phone.
Okay.
And so that was the whole situation. And it's just like, well, I mean, now you messing with somebody. Well, me, from you playing as a female, you're playing on a female's phone who didn't even want dude in the first place, but now I'm going to take him.
So let me just clarify some shit real quick, right? So, friendship with the opposite sex is only okay if you guys haven't had sex before?
For me,
To me, yes.
Okay, all right. So I think then that goes back to what you were saying earlier. Like,
it's two separate things.
Yeah, two separate things. Yeah, I got you. Okay. So it's only cool if y'all have never been intimate or been in a relationship together. Is that what y'all saying?
Can I?
Yes.
Yeah, go for it.
Go, please.
Okay. For me personally, I think that two people who have been intimate before can become friends after the fact and not have any feelings with each other. But throw another significant other in that situation, and are they going to be okay with you being friends with a person that you used to have sex with? No, they're not. They're never going to be okay with it. Rightfully, I don't care how long ago it was, 10 years ago, college, high school. It's not okay. Like, that's not a comfortable situation to put that person in. So what you as a person have to do is a tough situation is you have to make that decision before it even becomes an issue.
Yep. And that's
like the roughest spot to be in.
I'll go even deeper because I know, you know, people in the room like the why behind it. I'll give y'all my exact thoughts about it, right? So the main reason I'm not cool with, oh, you used to mess with this dude, like y'all was fucking, and now y'all just cool. The whole time in my mind, what I'm going to be thinking about is, damn, when we be fucking, you do this thing that I like, right?
You learned that from
did
him.
You learn that from him?
Right.
Oh, damn, God. Did he do this shit that I'd be doing to you? Did he do that shit too? Did he do it better than me? Like, the fuck was going on for it? And that's not going to leave your head, especially if y'all in the same room. If they buddy-buddy and y'all had to cook out, y'all had whatever. I'm going to give you a prime example, right? Y'all at the cookout. He there. Your girl, your lady is there. Y'all might be, you know, bunned up, whatever. Your lady is she eating a hot dog, right? a glizzy, as some people would say, right?
Glizzy. People call them glizzies.
Yeah, can you call them glizzies? You call them glizzies, right?
Like, trust me, it's a whole... it's a big deal down there.
So, she eating a hot dog. She's enjoying her hot dog, right? And you peep, dude. Watching her eat her hot dog, and all you can sit there and think about is, God damn, he used to eat her hot dog. Like, she used to eat his hot dog for real. And that's not going to be able to leave your mind. It's going to be something that's going to be, like, ingrained in you. And every single time you see, all you thinking about is he thinking about, damn, I used to fuck her, and ha ha.
See, me, I'm different. No. Maybe because I just don't give a fuck sometimes.
No, but think about, you've been that nigga.
Right.
You've been the nigga, like, nigga, you don't even know, but I was smashing that last night.
Yeah, that sure does.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I think I had that conversation with Berman for the Fifth and Nick Gatsby before about, like, being in that situation where you're friends with a dude that you used to mess with, and then you finally get in a serious relationship, and you, like, you see a future with the person, but you also, like, that's my nigga. Like,
right.
Like, I really got to stop
We had that conversation.
Yes.
Yeah. We did. So you was there, too?
Yeah, we were all there.
No, me and you had that conversation. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I wasn't there.
You was there.
We talked about it here.
You were there, but afterwards, we had a conversation between
it's
the two of us.
It's a messed up situation to be in, but, like, ultimately, do you fixate on what your future could be, or do you hold on to that friendship?
But that's the thing, too, though, right? Because, again, like I said, you think that you're going to have a future, but you don't know. So are you going to ruin something that you had and you know is solid?
I mean,
hold on, what the fuck was that?
Yo, that's me. Yeah, I think like this, right? So you got to weigh the pros and cons, right? And in this situation, it's the pros and cons, right? So you're like, yo, that's my nigga. Like, I fucks with him. Like, do I end this situation because I see this one going this way? Or do I continue to be friends and potentially risk my relationship going south, right? So, I mean... It's hard. It is. It is hard. I mean, I've been on both sides of it, right? I've been the friend that can possibly be dismissed, and I've been in a relationship and been on the other side of it, right? So I just think like this. You got to have a conversation. If your woman doesn't know, that's a whole different kind of situation, right? But if you honest and you upfront and say, well, look, this is what happened. You know, I slept with this person X amount of times ago. Years ago, whatever it is, and you know, we just cool, you know, we still got running in the same circle, so we got the same circle of friends, everybody's going to mix and run around with each other, whatever the case may be, and you know, but it's nothing going on versus not letting her know, and then it slips up and comes out at a different time, or while there's time, like, especially after y'all been drinking or motherfuckers partying together,
that's when it come out.
You're right, and the shit comes out. Well, yeah, you know how you smash on someone, like, whoa, like, wait a minute, what? It, like, so you got to be honest. It goes back to what you said in Esquire, what you said in the beginning about communication. I think you got to be honest and upfront with your person too, and let them know, like, hey, this is the situation. And
those conversations are so uncomfortable.
It is, but you gotta be real. You have to. Like, we grown now, like, yeah. Right? it ain't some shit like, well, we 21, 22 years old no more. We grown. So I feel like at this point, we got to talk about every fucking thing. Yeah. Like, put it all on the table. Like, what do you fear? Like, what are your insecurities? What don't you like about yourself? Like, you have to be honest and have these conversations and be in your truth and understand what it is, because especially if you trying to build with somebody, like, yo, we fucking grown. Like, I mean, niggas got stories to tell. Like, shit didn't happen back in our childhoods and childhood trauma and adult trauma. Like, mm-hmm. Yo, we really got to talk about every fucking thing. And it is uncomfortable. Like,
But it gotta
yes. happen. Especially if you see a future with a person. Like, you gotta be honest. You gonna hide that shit forever? Yeah. Like, and even, and you don't know, like, sometimes. No, I'm like, telling sometimes, you. Yo, you can't. Right. Sometimes talking about something, like, will let it go for you. Like, even having that one little small conversation mm-hmm. could be getting something off your chest and just letting it go. Like, I've been on this journey recently, like, where I'm trying to develop myself, right? I'm trying to get better within myself. So I understand that, yo, I gotta lose weight. Like, I had, like, some insecurities about, I mean, losing my hair, like, all types of shit, like, and so I'm trying to figure this whole thing out. So I gotta be honest and say, well, hey, this is what I'm going through. These are my insecurities, and this is what I'm going through right now in order to get to the other side of where I wanna be. So, even when you having those conversations, you got to be real and really say, like, yo, this is where I'm at with this particular situation. This is where I'm at with this, this, and that, and the third. And this is where I want to move forward. You got to be honest with it.
Right. I get it.
I mean, like, no, it's hard. It is. I'm not trying to minimize it. I'm not trying to say that it's going to be easy. Because you really. Because you really put yourself out there.
Well, it really takes some time.
Well, my thing is this, right? I trust myself. I trust myself to make the right choices. I trust myself to make the right decisions, right? And like I said, it's hard to have those conversations with those other people. And like I said, and again, if I don't have that intention to do anything that I know will hurt the other person, that I just want to trust that. And I want to hold on to those things and make sure I follow through. But again, it's all about with me is it's the history, right? Mm-hmm. And like I say, it's my life thing and trying to make sure that, you know, because anybody I put in my life is intentional, mm-hmm. and I don't want to lose those people because of somebody else's insecurities because they don't trust the situation, right?
But my thing is, like, if that person that you have that relationship with or whatever is intentional and y'all have mm-hmm. that friendship, they'll understand.
Or not. You don't know that. Because you can't. Because the only person that you can control is yourself.
That's right.
And that's the only person that you control. You can't control anybody else's thoughts. You can tell the person anything that you want to tell them, but you cannot control their feelings or their thoughts. So, again, you can say all the right things. You can do all the right things. But, again, if it's up to that person to do to listen or to mm-hmm. to act the way they want to. So, again, we can't control that. So sometimes it's like, look, whatever. I'm not even going to say that I'm doing drunk. I'm not even going to go there.
I'll sum it up then. So, like, basically,
I think Nate should sum it up.
Yeah,
I
don't
think it should be grown man.
Why? I made some very intelligent points here.
That guy is the only one that has a lifetime partner, though. So he understands the sacrifice that you got to do.
I articulated some very good points.
Was on Instagram this week. Move, bitch. It's Black History Month.
Oh, my God.
I'm the Black History teacher and shit.
Oh, my God. So, I got to mean, if I'm putting my final thoughts in on it, I really do feel like it's all about the communication and the respect that you have for your significant other. If your significant other has made it clear, hey, I feel uncomfortable about the relationship that you have with X, Y, and Z person, you need to evaluate what that relationship is. Is that something that I want to continue? Do I value what I have with my significant other enough to then move forward with just that? And like I said from the beginning, keep this other thing at a distance. I really feel like that's the easiest way. I'm all about, like, figuring out, all right, where do I want to go with my life? How am I going to get there? What's the easiest route to get there? And honestly, what I've found is the easiest route, if you have exes, if you have friends of the opposite sex, that's cool. Keep them at a distance. Focus on what you are trying to build with your significant other, and you'll be fine. Speak directly with that person about what do we want, what is our goals here, and then you'll be fine.
I mean, that's real. It is real. I agree. But can we get to like the second little point right here?
Oh my god!
I thought we went through that.
No, we did. No, we did not talk about the second point.
We definitely.
No, we did. We did not. Yeah.
So
no, no, it's not a whole other
episode. We should do a whole other episode on that.
We could, but right now, I mean, fuck it. We got the time. Can we dive into it like a little bit? I mean, we got time. Oh my goodness.
So
I'm saying. So the second part of this.
I don't think Nate Gatsby should be heard.
Yeah. Well, Nate Gatsby. Yeah. He gonna slide out of this.
No, I'll speak on that. I can speak on past experiences.
Fact. Fair enough. All right. So the second part of this is friends with benefits. So what do y'all think about friends with benefits? Like, is it okay, a good thing, bad thing?
Can I chime in?
Absolutely.
You're here. Like, you don't gotta ask permission.
You gotta ask me. Just talk.
I think that in this day and age, friends with benefits, and I'm using air quotes, is $40.
Yep.
Back in the day, friends with benefits was shorty gonna pay my phone bill, shorty gonna pay my mortgage.
Hold up, is that a female perspective? Like, yes, that's what y'all looking for, yes, men? Hold up, y'all had friends with benefits, and then y'all felt like your friends with benefits.
Niggas was paying bills back in the day.
I don't know if that's like friends with benefits. I feel like that's
a little bit prostitution. Okay.
I feel like that's a mark. Like, that's
a little bit prostitution.
Call it what you want it. I mean, and maybe y'all will explain to me differently the male perspective.
I've never paid nobody.
Any friends with my benefits, I haven't paid shit.
My thought process is friends with benefits is I'm going to give a little something to get a little something, right?
No.
No. Technically. On paper, technically, that's what friends with benefits is. So
that's
the
tricking.
It's
tricking if you got it.
That's what the difference is. What you get nowadays is $40. Sometimes it's stood up. Sometimes it's in the shape of a heart with $5 bills. You know, sometimes it's a Cash App. Sometimes, you know, I mean, y'all done got creative with that shit. I'm not gonna lie.
You saying, yo, I never gave nobody $40.
I'm not getting $40, but I do watch on Instagram where the females getting $40.
I gave $40 one time.
Hold on, what?
That was not by, like, give me some coochie and I'm gonna give you $40. Like,
that's
no,
what you think. it was what it was.
That's what it was.
It was what it was.
Oh, yo, this lost episode gonna get me in so much trouble.
It's gonna be a lost episode, but it's going right on that. It's going on as we like, go and see you Monday.
But I mean,
ain't gonna have no new listener on Monday. Shout out to old listener.
Goodness. Yeah, it could be not. Yeah,
I feel like if you're having sex with somebody, they should be able to.
What?
Wait, yeah, come
what?
On.
Yeah, what? Come on, what? It's 2020.
Having sex with somebody that need to be somebody you can depend on.
Right.
Yeah. Depend on which way?
There we go. He gave better words than
more about I'm telling you, that's the merch.
No, that's not no merch.
Not saying that it's required.
Right, brother man, turn off his mic.
No, hold on. Yeah, I'm about to flip that shit off.
No, I'm going to speak on it. Hold on.
All right, go. I'm going to keep gradually decreasing the value.
I do believe you can have a like true friend with benefits, right? But again, that needs to be boundaries.
Yeah.
So like, that's really it.
So my question becomes: what's the benefit? Well, okay. First, before that, what's the benefit?
Okay.
All right, let's go with the benefit.
So what's the benefit?
First of all,
if we talk about friends with benefits, from my eyes, we fucking.
Okay.
Right.
Straight up.
Yeah. That's all it is, right?
That's one of the benefits.
Okay. That's what I'm asking.
So the
coochie
is the benefit. But then it's like, okay, you my homegirl. Oh, you Esquire. Shorty, help me get out this ticket.
No.
That is a benefit. That's a benefit.
No.
In 30 minutes, I made you come in full time. Like, full time in 30 minutes. And then I just so happened to get pulled over.
Goddamn.
Leaving your house.
Got that Baidu box.
I can't get off this ticket. You can't help me out this ticket, sis. You out.
No, absolutely, we're gonna help you out that. But this is the thing though, right? Because again, like, I think I'm too drunk. I just don't want to say the things that I really want to say. Because it's getting real bad.
We're going to continue with it. It's getting bad. We got two people involved. We got Eddie for Likes, and we got Average Jimmy that I know will have some good shit to say about this.
Yeah,
sure. Listen, we're going to do it again. We're going to bring this back.
All
right. But this is funny enough right here, too.
No, but this is the thing, though. It's friends with benefits is a beautiful thing because, again, you're friends. You have that great relationship. Oh, my God. What is the fuck is wrong?
On paper, that shit sounds beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Till it happens.
Till the feelings get involved.
Well, maybe it's the male thing, because like maybe the male benefit more than the female. Yo. Because again,
like, no. Right, me as a female having a friend with a benefit, I'm winning. But vice versa, you as a male having a friend with a benefit, that come with drama. She stalking you. She checking every female that like your pictures, every female that comment. Like, that's drama.
But why are you in that situation?
I'm not.
But I'm saying, in general, why would it even get to that situation?
Everybody thinks they're the exception.
Okay. Yeah. But again,
she just said something right there.
Friends with benefits is legit a good system that works out if
it
you...
It works if both people understand.
And maybe this is oblivious to everything that's going on. But all of my friends with benefit situation never turned out in a real bad way. It might have ended awkward, or might have ended like, but it never got real bad.
But see, that's because, again, even with the friends with benefit situation, you got to have communication, because some person, the level can go up for somebody, and the other person's still down here.
Well, what's the do's and don'ts of a friends with benefits relationship?
So we don't talk about feelings and emotions. Number I don't want to know your feelings.
Suck. Never chill.
Never chill. But
like, I don't want to know. I don't. Right, clearly, no, yeah. Look, I don't want to know about your family. I don't know about your kids. I don't want to know about none of that shit.
And I don't even know if that's true, though, because, again, I had friends with benefits situation. We talked about everything.
I don't care about your family.
We talked about everything. We talked about people that they're interested in. We talked about all those different things.
You think y'all truly friends.
Right, nope.
Or you.
Right. I don't want to know.
Your headphones plugged up to nothing. All
right. Yo, Esquire is wet over here. Like, she's slurring her words, cups falling over. Like,
never chill.
She
missed a straw three times.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Esquire right now. Tumbler. Yeah, her little tumbler, her cup is running over.
All right,
yeah, I don't know what's going on.
The fight is about to come on. What are we going to do, bro? Let's get into it. We'll talk that off air.
Yeah.
Are we ending this?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go back. And then we're going to come back later on.
We had some good ideas,
We're going to go with Friends of Benefits on a future episode. So everybody, please listen up on that one. You coming back for that one?
If y'all invite me.
You're always invited.
Man's always get into it for the most part.
You're always invited. It wasn't like wasn't giving you a compliment.
Yeah, we was good. Yeah, because the last time.
Because what? Why did y'all beef before?
No, season one.
First off, he told me that I didn't get drunk fast enough, and then when I decided to get drunk.
No, it was something else.
No, season one.
Got into it.
Yeah, but what else?
No,
I mean, you know, his little trauma.
Stop it. Season one. First of all, time out. Season one.
That's right. He be lying.
I was not lying.
Do you want that answer?
That was Bay at the time.
I find it highly ironical that grown man's is only 1 year older than me, and this nigga done experienced everything, including what Jesus Christ went through on a cross.
I be in these streets,
and I'm coming from a female perspective.
We gonna roll out of here. We
can really get into it.
I was
in the street.
All right, let's talk about I
was in the streets. Hey, but
We are out of here. We love y'all. Peace. We canceling it out. All right, everybody, say peace.